This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 15th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has dispatched experts to get Haiti's navigation infrastructure back up following Tuesday's major earthquake. American Airlines got the first relief flights in Wednesday, but they had to go VFR. Lockheed has a $344 million contract to modernize more than 50 C-5 Galaxies for use through 2040. Boeing has delivered the last of four KC-767 aerial refueling tankers to the Japan Ministry of Defense and says it was on time and on budget. American Legend Aircraft Company says it's made the first customer delivery of an Amphicub to a retired commercial airline pilot living in South Florida. Airstar is trying to convince Hollywood to use its electric helicopter UAV as a movie cam platform because it emits no pollution. Next month's conference of the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics will be themed Igniting the Space Economy. The show happens February 10th and 11th in suburban D.C. Country music star and pilot and A&P mechanic Aaron Tippin is helping promote the commemorative Air Force this year by appearing in its promotional materials and also may show up at events. Tom Cruise, Buzz Aldrin, and Elon Musk are among recipients of 2010 Living Legends of Aviation Awards. The presentations will be January 22nd at the Beverly Hilton. HAI this week unveiled the winners of 2010 Pilot of the Year and Helicopter Maintenance Awards. They'll be presented next month at Healy Expo in Houston. And one congressman says if Google can work when you misspell a name, why can't our terrorism watch list? Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the fifth and final segment of our look back at the first 10 years of ANN, and Jim Campbell looks ahead to the future. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.